news, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call the action, here's Harry Graves and Anthony Beers.
Good evening, sports fans. It's time for high school football on WCDO. This is Harry Graves. At my left elbow tonight, Anthony Beers. And tonight, our WCDO microphones are in Sydney, New York, at Sydney Central School. A beautiful facility. None of the rain that everybody worries about has managed to do any damage on this field, and it looks like it's going to be another perfect night, and hopefully the start of another perfect season. The game tonight, a non-league contest between Shenango Forks, the Warriors, and the Sydney Warriors. Warriors going on against each other coming up tonight. Mr. Beers, it is good to have you here.
It is good to be here.
Well, please take any misnames that I call you. If I say, Billy, what do you think? Then just whack me one. And ignore the mishap, because old habits break slowly. Tonight's kickoff show on WCDO is being brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara, a truck and auto center right here on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, New York, for the very best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service. See their professional sales staff or give the folks at Chambers and O'Hara a call at Sydney 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans from both of these teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season. Coming up in just a very few moments, we'll have a look at both of these teams and get ready for the start of tonight's game. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School football on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney, has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
It's the first week of September. The leaves are starting to change. School is starting. The nights are getting cool. It's our favorite time of the year at your Sydney and Unadilla Great Americans. Stop by this week and enjoy savings on so many great items. With a $15 purchase and limit three, check out these great sales. 100-ounce Tide liquid laundry detergent, $8.99. 12 packs of Arizona iced tea are half price at $2.49. And just in time for those school lunches, Betty Crocker fruit gushers, roll-ups, shapes, and fruit by the foot, only $1.49 each. Other fantastic deals this week include first of the season, Eastern Grown Ginger Gold Apples, 69 cents a pound. 100% premium beef boneless New York strip steaks, just $5.99 a pound. 48-ounce Friendly's ice cream, only two for $5. And Lay's potato chips, buy one, get one free. Stop by our stores to enjoy flowers from Darling's Flower World, real maple syrup from Baker's Maple, homemade ice cream cakes from Valley Cafe, and homemade signs and crafts from Little Blue Barn Primitives. All these great local products are made here and sold at your locally owned and operated Sydney and Unadilla Great Americans.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Opening night of the season. That's what they call this. That's when everybody is sort of doing their shakedown cruise to make sure that everybody is clear on all of the signals. It's going to going to be an interesting one this year because the Sydney Warriors find themselves playing Class D this year. Last year they were up in Class C competition. So in the division that they're playing in this year, they're going to be playing Candor, Harpersville, Oxford, Seton Catholic Central, and Tioga. When we look at the other Class D division, you say, why isn't Sydney over there with Bainbridge, Guilford, Deposit, Delhi, Unitigo, Walton, and Unadilla Valley? Who knows? We don't know. The opponent tonight happens to be Shenango Valley. They are a Class C team that plays in Division 3. And it is going to be an opportunity for both coaches to look at their troops. I was getting the starting lineups earlier today from head coach Jay Hope, and he says, it's just going to be interesting. We will see where we go. And I think that what we will do is take time while we've got just the time, because we don't have a whole lot of it. We're getting ready for the introduction of players and the announcing of starting lineups and all of that. But as of this point, I don't see any indication of who's going to be coming on the field. So maybe we will stall a bit longer. Now, I know, Anthony, you were warming up last night, doing heavy work, watching a first-of-the-season football game, and it was a doozy.
It was. Peyton Manning threw 7 touchdowns last night. That interesting question for you, Harry. Do you think that due to the new rules that's going to be more common, these crazy scoring games with flag football-type numbers, or do you think Peyton was just kind of having a good night?
Oh, well,
or both.
If you look at it, Peyton last night was 27 for 42, good for 462 yards. Of course, they only talk about the 7 touchdowns with no interceptions. It may have been a little bit inspired by the situation last year where it was a double overtime loss.
The Hail Mary.
Oh, yeah. I heard, and I had not had time to go back and check it down, I heard that this is only the second time that a Super Bowl winner has lost the opening game of the following season.
The first time was the New York Giants
against
the Dallas Cowboys.
I did not go back and check it, and I just didn't have time. I had too many other things going on in too many different directions, so I did not have an opportunity to do that. But regardless to say, it was just one of those super, 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 super things. Ever been to Denver?
I have not.
You have not?
Looks nice.
Well, Mile High is terrific. I've gone to baseball games there. I've never gone to a football game. We drive by the stadium frequently, but so be it. That is the way that it goes. So, in any event, a tip of the hat to the Broncos. Interesting here. I love going to pro games, and it's so interesting because you go into any stadium's parking lot here, and you'll see a ton of New York license plates, okay? And if you talk to the people down your street, you'll find Bills fans and New England fans and Giant fans and everything else. You drive into the parking lot at Mile High Stadium, and you see license plates from Nebraska, from Colorado, from Wyoming, from Utah. They're the only show in town, and everybody is a fan of the Denver Broncos. Enough chit-chat, folks. You are listening to High School Football. We're only moments away from the kickoff of the game between the Shenango Valley Warriors and the Sydney Warriors. You're listening to Tri-Town Sports on your station for sports, WCDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality brand name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the the catalog outlets, in-store sleep centers, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week at Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for last.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDL.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves along with Anthony Beers as we are now looking at the starting lineups coming in, because we have both teams finally coming onto the field. The Shenango Valley Warriors have already made their entrance, and the Sydney Warriors are just about ready to come onto the field. In the quarterback position tonight, it's going to be Patrick Vibbard. He is no stranger to Sydney Warrior fans. 5'11", 160-pounder. The men in his backfield with him, Billy Kozak, another very familiar name, also a senior, 5'6", 150 pounds of just absolute power. Tanner Shunk will be back there too. He's a junior at 5'10", 155 pounds. And also in the backfield, we'll be seeing a little bit of Mike Chase throughout the night. He is a senior at 6 feet tall, 185 pounds. Brandon Bassett also in there. He's a junior, and he is also 6 feet tall, but only 155 pounds. If we look at the starting lineup, as far as the line is concerned, Big Zach Nages, number 51, will be the center. He has a good position to center that line at 5'9 and 245 pounds. Beside him will be guard Bryant Gray, 6 feet tall, 195 pounder, and Raven Savarino. Savarino at 5'8 and 185 pounds. The tackles will be Kai Sabata, 6'2", 195-pound senior, and Austin Dean, a junior. He is the big guy on the line at 6 feet 6 inches tall, 260 pounds. And as we said, he's playing in a tackle position. Dylan Rutenberg is going to be one of the ends. He's a 6-foot-tall target, 160 pounds. And in the other end position, we're going to be seeing Jordan Constable. Constable wears number 5 on his back. He's also a really fine target at 6 feet 3 inches tall and 160 pounds. But I'm also being seeing a little bit from time to time of Zach Green. So Green, the other man on that starting line. He probably will not be starting. He's probably going to be in a reserve position. Anthony, I sort of just went ahead and did things and grabbed things away from you, so don't feel intimidated.
Not at all.
Chime in if you want to.
No problem.
This is interesting, because what we did tonight is we allowed the field announcers here to use our notes. So as a result, we had to make a very last-minute change when we got off of the time plan, and we had to end up with handing things off to the guys here in the press box. Regardless, they'll be finishing up shortly, and then we'll be back, and we will give you the starting lineups for visiting Shenango Valley in this game this evening on your station for sports, WCDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0833. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire. Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Harry and Anthony back here at Sydney High School in Sydney, New York. The contest coming up very shortly between the Sydney Warriors and the visiting Shenango Valley Warriors.
And I'm Anthony. I have the starting lineups for Shenango Valley. At quarterback, we're going to have senior Brian Pert, listed at 5'11", 180 pounds, wearing number 2. For the offensive line, we're going to have Zach Fuller, listed at 5'6", 200 pounds. He's a senior, number 50. At left guard, we have Jacob Reichland, number 55, 6'1", 180 pounds, senior. At right guard, Casey Edwards, number 79, 6'4", 215 pounds, senior. At right tackle, we're going to have Ben Daniels, 6'4", 280-pound junior, number 77. At left tackle, we're going to have John Woe, 5'5", 240 pounds, senior, number 72. There are two split ends. One of them is Gavin Ashman, number 10, 6'4", 185 pounds, senior. And the other is Michael Spena, number 15, 6'1", 170 pounds, senior. In the backfield, we have Zach Fish at fullback, 5'11", 190 pounds, senior. And two halfbacks, one Anthony Miller, number 7, 6'1", 170 pounds, senior. And Aaron Germinio, number 26, 5'10", 160 pound freshman. We're almost all set to kick off here, Harry.
That we are. It is going to be, trying to see, who's doing the kicking? Number 25. So we will come down here, look, and see that it's going to be Nicholas Pert, who is going to be kicking off. He has the ball teed up at the 40. Is now just about ready to go. Puts his hand down, and the ball is going to be kicked up end over end and going to be finally brought down at about the 15-yard line. And it was going to be carried in there by number 40. And all of a sudden, I don't have a number 40. So we're off to a really good start. All right. We get accustomed to these things, Anthony. It's a very interesting thing, because if you look at the line for Shenango Valley, look at this, from tackle to tackle, 240, 180, 200, 215, and 280. And those numbers are not what you see on the Sydney Warriors. But the Sydney Warriors are going to go in there first to, it is going to be Billy Kozak. Kozak takes the snap, goes across midfield, is finally tripped up at the 49-yard line, and I do believe that they're going to say Kozak, now picking up about 11 yards. And the first down, I did not chart for first downs, but why don't you just find a place and we'll see how they go. Ball is going to, again, come back to Kozak. Kozak churns his way across the 45, so he'll get at least five, and now they'll put the ball down inside the 45 at about the 44-yard line. And it will be a second and an awful short five. Well, you like those nights when you can get out to a football game with a fair amount of comfort. Temperature's going to be down into the 50s, maybe the upper 40s. Flags all over the place as Kozak went in motion, and one of the Shenango Valley defenders stepped across that line. So now, with the 5-yard pickup, it's going to be first down for the Sydney Warriors, and that one, not exactly one that had to be earned. I had mentioned the size of the line for Shenango Valley. Well, Austin Dean and company, not too bad either. This time the ball will be snapped back to Patrick Vibbert, and he's going to be grabbed almost immediately. No gain on the play. And it becomes second and 10 for the Sydney Warriors. Opening night of the season, folks. And everybody's wearing their light windbreakers tonight. It's going to be cool. The ball is going to be put into the air, and it's going to be grabbed down by number 81. That is Dylan Rutenberg. Rutenberg will have yet another first down, as that ball went from about the 49 or 39-yard line, and it looks like it will be down at about the 16. So a good gain on that play, about 24, 25 yards for Rutenberg. So Vibbert on the pass has his Sydney Warriors moving the way he wants them to. He'll go to Billy Kozak again, and Kozak going to be down inside the 10-yard line. So Kozak on the carry, getting down to about the 6-yard line. Give him a gain of a long 8 on that play. You see Kozak in there. at 5'6 and 160 pounds. It's all muscle. And away he goes. Second, and we'll call it a long one. Harry and Anthony here on a Friday night, opening night of the season. Patrick Vibbert over on the near sidelines talking to Coach Jeff Matthews. Now back to the huddle and has his team out of the huddle. 9:23 showing on the clock. The ball comes down and into the hands of Vibbert. Vibbert, quick handoff to Billy Kozak. Kozak goes on in for the score. So, write yourself a little note. It is 9:17 in the opening quarter. Kozak goes on a run from about 11 yards out and gets the first PAT. So, Billy Kozak, doing what he's been doing for the last couple of years. Get Kozak in there. Oh, you've got it. Okay, sorry about that.
No problem, Harry. Impressive drive from Sydney there, starting with a good kick return.
It's one of those things that probably Coach Jay Hope cannot be riding high after seeing his defense not being able to really stop anybody on the Sydney Warriors and then help him out with an offsides penalty on top of that. So the Patrick Vibbert holding the ball. The snap is back, it's down, and the ball will be kicked by Kozak, and it is going to be signaled as no good. So come in and write PAT kick NG. And with that, we see that the score is 6-0, the Sydney Warriors leading in the early moments of this contest. On your station for sports, WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito. Our people make energy different.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Anthony Beers back here at Sydney High School. The kick is going to be up and good, and it will be Anthony Miller who will take it way down in Shenango Valley territory and go across the field as he will move across midfield. And let's see, do I see a flag over there? The indication was you saw all these people starting to move back. He had gotten up about to midfield, but a flag was thrown across the way inside the 25, and the discussion will go on over there as they try to decipher what's going to be up. And they will take the infraction and move the ball down to about the 10-yard line. It looks to me about at the 11. So Shenango Valley will get going from their own 11. Not exactly where Anthony Miller wanted to be after he had returned the ball out to about the midfield stripe. The ball going to be back to Pert. And Pert will go to one of his backfielders. And if you, they say number 31, must have been 34, Zach Fish, who will get it out. Fish only picking up about 1 yard, so you can record that accordingly. 8 minutes, 41 seconds in the opening quarter of this ball game. Ball going to be kept again on the ground. Lots of maroon. The Sydney Warriors are decked out in their home maroon uniforms with white numerals. Ball going to be moved forward to about the 15, so a pickup on that of about four. Third, and we will call it six. Pert barks out his signals and keeps it on the ground again. And who did we?
Anthony Miller with the handoff there.
Anthony had it. Anthony, number seven, gains about 1 yard, and that is it. So it will bring up a fourth and kicking situation as the ball is spotted down at about the 15-yard line, just inches high of the 15-yard stripe. Couple of defensive changes coming in for the Sydney Warriors. 7:27, 6-0 ball game. Sydney leading. The ball is going to be finally kicked away, and it will bounce across midfield at about the 45. It's going to be taken by Kozak back at about the 40. And with the running start that he had, he gets across midfield and then sees a lot of white jerseys coming up and opts to run out of bounds on the near sideline rather than be crunched by a number of Shenango Valley Warriors. So Sydney, who managed to use the first couple of minutes of this ball game to put together a very fine drive that ended up in a score at 9:17. They lead in this ball game 6-0. Ball going to be snapped back to Vibbert. Vibbert going in the air off to the left side. Goes to Kozak. Kozak will not find any running room as coming across in there very quickly, I believe that that is Raiklin, who manages to get a hand on Kozak and bring him down at the line of scrimmage. So a little bit of time was consumed. The pass from Vibbert over to Kozak, but no gain on the play at all. 6:30, the clock running. The ball going to be passed again. This time it is going to be intended for Jordan Constable. But Constable cannot grab it in. Vibbert continuing to peck away at that left side of the line. Comes over, shouts to Coach Jeff Matthews. Now he goes back to the field, lines up and is ready to go. Shotgun coming back, and the pass is intended over on the near side for Kozak. However, the ball was off by Gavin Ashman. Ashman at 6'4" reached out and managed to get his hands on that ball. No damage done because he was not able to hang on to it. Ashman, a senior split end in the offensive unit for Shenango Valley. 6:24 showing on the clock, opening quarter. The ball is going to be back to number five. That is going to be Constable. Constable will kick it away. It gets down into the coffin corner inside the 10-yard line. And it will be Shenango Valley taking over there. So for those of you who are looking ahead to next week, well, we will have a couple of more games for you next week, but we've got to get by tomorrow's contest first. That one will be Harpersville against Delhi, as Anthony and I will go over the river and through the woods into the foothills of the Catskills for that contest. Okay, here we go. The ball is going to be into the hands of number 26. That is Aaron Treminio. Treminio gets a good carry that time as he'll pick up about 6 yards. Get across the 15 to about the 16-yard line before he is tripped up. Well, for those of you who are listening along the line and want to know the other scores of nearby ball games, Green is leading Bainbridge Guilford 31-0 in the third quarter of that contest. Right here, it's 6-0 Sydney over Shenango Forks in the opening quarter here at Sydney tonight. For those of you who may be wondering, why is it such a big score and why is it so late in their ball game? Well, the games at Bainbridge Guilford, or at least this first game, started earlier. Started at 6-something, so they're a couple of quarters ahead of us here at Sydney tonight. Ball going to be kept on the ground by Shenango Valley again. It's going to be up near the 20-yard line, but not enough for what they need, and it will bring up a fourth down situation and another kicking situation. So a number of the offensive players for Sydney come on in to get things going. Nicholas Pert going back to kick. He takes two or three steps and now gets off what is a rather short kick. It bounds at the Shenango Valley 49, rolls across midfield. The Sydney Warriors just step back out of the way and let it roll. It will finally be touched dead at the 41, and Sydney will take over in excellent field position. I want to give a shout-out to a couple of listeners who've logged in on our WCDO live stream. We have listeners listening to us from Palm Coast, Florida today and from Littleton, Colorado. So thank you, folks, for lending us your ears and joining opening night of football in upstate New York. Sydney leading it 6-0 with 4 minutes 20 seconds showing on the clock, period number one. The ball pitch back to Billy Kozak, and Kozak will pick up about 3 yards. He is across the 40 up to about the 44. Well, they'll put it down, so we'll give him only about 2. Second and 8. And we have Sabata on the near sidelines as the trainers are working on his leg. People get cramps, and they need to have those worked out from time to time. He's up walking around. He's okay. Vibbert with the ball. Got to run with it himself as he can't find an open man, but he picks up yards as he will get across midfield, go down to the 46-yard line. That one smacked of broken play all over the place, and Vibbert turns it into Prosperity. Patrick Vibbert, first time he had had to carry the ball. He's thrown it several times, but this time picks up 10 yards of rushing. Look out, he's going to keep it again. He's going to pick up another first down. So Patrick Vibbert gaining about 11 or 12 on the play, picking up 2 first downs back-to-back.
Shenango Valley biting on those play fakes to Kozak after he torched them in the opening drive.
Boy, I'll tell you, it has to brighten the prospects of all of the coaches who are watching this Class D, Class C matchup to see Class D holding their own. Vibbert fires one into the ground. Kozak can't turn around and get back quickly enough to get to where the ball was. Just a tad underthrown that time. 3:03 showing on the clock. Still in the first period of play. 6-0. Sydney leading it. Ball snapped back to Vibbert. Vibbert now this time coming on the near side, trying to find an open man. And is an incomplete forward pass. It looks to me like Brandon Bessette was the intended receiver that time off on the right flat. 3:02, the clock now still ticking away. So, third and 10. The ball snapped up a little bit high. Vibbert grabs it down, immediately hands off to Kozak, who was coming through. Kozak uses his power to pick up about 4 yards as he will get down inside the 30 to the 29.5.
Looks like they're going to go for it.
Close enough, and you're ahead in the ball game, and you've got the big Mo on your side. It's a good time to do it. Not a quick call by any stretch of the imagination. Clock down to 2:25 now. Vibbert looks up, and the ball is going to be snapped back to him, but immediately handed off to Kozak, and a flag will fly. Casey Edwards may have been the guilty person that time as he tried to reach Kozak and couldn't do it. Nope, they're going to say holding against the Sydney Warriors, so they will talk it over with the co-captains for the Shenango Valley Warriors.
I imagine they'll decline that and get the ball.
Yep. So they get the possession in excellent field position as far as Sydney was concerned, because Sydney had driven the ball all the way down to about the 30-yard line. In fact, they're a couple of yards inside the 30. So Shenango Valley taking over first and 10. We'll call it from the 27. Going into motion is Miller. Anthony Miller manages to get crunched when the ball finally comes his way. Loss on that play of a couple yards. So as we're inside the 2-minute mark at 1:58, we see it's going to be now a second, and they'll say no loss on the play, still second and 10. So it is Brian Pert still in there at quarterback. Miller, Fish, and Trumanino in the backfield. The ball will be kept on the ground, and over on the far sideways, it looks like it's going to be Anthony Miller who will carry it back to the line of scrimmage but get nothing more than that. It's got to be disheartening. It's wonderful for your defense when you can come in and you can see three plays and they have not yet whittled away a yard. Got to be terribly disappointing for the Shenango Valley offense. 1:04. Now it is Pert dropping back and putting up a long pass that will be grabbed down by Anthony Miller. And Miller, still on his feet, is now down inside the 10, inside the 5, and finally forced out of bounds at about the 4.5-yard line. 48.9 seconds remaining on the clock, and it was Billy Kozak who has been such a spark plug offensively, who just screamed down there and knocked Miller out of bounds. So now you can figure out the length of that play. It was Anthony Miller who had the ball. I believe that one went from about the 24 or 25 yard line all the way down to the 5. So you do the math. The Sydney defense is going to hold as there is a gain of about a yard on that play, and that is all. So it's going to look to me to be about a 70 yard pass play that went down to Anthony Miller. And I never want to take credit away from anyone, but that one looked like another play that was actually a broken play. But Pert came out of it smelling like roses. The ball going to be kept on the ground and then carried on in. And we'll have to wait to see who comes up off the bottom of the pile. Yeah, let's see. number 55. That isn't even on, that must have been one of, that was Raiklin who was clearing for the man coming through. So they're going to say Reed Gunder, I believe, who got that one. So number 43, Reed Grunder, who is a reserve fullback, is going to get credit for that TD with 5.7 seconds remaining. Now we have a tied-up ball game, and it will again be Pert, this time the other Pert, Nicholas, who is going to kick. He kicks it up. He kicks it through. And it may very well be that the Shenango Valley Warriors will go into the record books as leading in this ball game at the end of the first quarter. 7-6 is our score right now. 5.7 seconds remaining. We will keep it right here and get ready to take the break at the quarter. You are listening to Football on a Friday Night. Anthony and I will be on the road tomorrow going over to Delhi. It will be the contest between the Harpersville Hornets and the Delhi Bulldogs. Dave Kelly's boys, experienced and ready to go. The Harpersville delegation also ready to go. Could be a terrific ball game. Please do join us. 1:30 is our game time. We'll be on the air somewhere in the neighborhood of quarter after to 20 after 1 tomorrow. Now Pert approaches the ball, and the kickoff is going to be taken in by Kozak back at the 25. He will be hammered down at the 30, and I was going to say with that time we'll run out. They have 0.5 seconds showing on the clock. So right after this play, we will go to the quarter. With Shenango Valley leading the Sydney Warriors, 7-6 is our score in a ball game that has been pretty much dominated by the Sydney Warriors. Patrick Vibbert brings his crew up to the football at the 30. The snap goes back. He goes off to Kozak again. Kozak reaches up with his right hand, grabs down the football, and it goes around the corner, and he will go into the end zone. So that play, starting about a foot inside the 30-yard line, will be basically a 70-yard touchdown pass play from Vibbard to Kozak. And what was amazing on that one is Kozak just reached up and with his right hand and brought that ball back into his chest and went off to the races. 12-7 is our score. And how is that for a reversal in the winds of a ball game? When Shenango Valley ended up erasing the lead that the Sydney Warriors had for about 10 minutes. And then Sydney snatches it back. Ball going to be on the ground as they will hand it off in there to number 14. That is going to be Matt Higgins. And what are they going to say? NG, is that what it was?
No,
they
held
him up just a whisker shy of the goal line. So our score will stay 12-7. You're listening to Football on a Friday Night on WCDO.
As your need for life insurance changes every day, so does your need for protection. And nobody can help you provide that protection like your local State Farm agent. You handle the tough questions in your life. Let State Farm handle the tough ones about life insurance. For more information on life insurance in Sydney, visit State Farm agent Rose Smith today. Call 563-3533.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Apply online if you can, or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry and Anthony back at Alumni Field in Sydney, New York. It has been a frantic first quarter. Sydney scored first as they managed to put a score on the scoreboard. 17 on another one of those great 11-yard punches. It was a kick that was no good at all. Kozak ended up scoring that one. And then with 5 seconds remaining in the quarter, so a long time later, Grunderg manages to punch one in for Shenango Valley. The PAT kick was good, and all of a sudden the fortunes had changed, and it was a Shenango Valley lead. And then, boom, it was Kozak on a 70-yard touchdown run, and we have a 12-7 score right now in one of those games that Mama said there would be nights like this. Well, there are. Let's see. Sydney going to be kicking off, and it will be an end-over-end kick that is going to bounce one. Shunk manages to kick it down inside the 20. It's going to be gathered in there. I want to say that's our old brother Anthony Miller carrying the ball. Miller this time will get back across the 20 to about the 25. And the second period of this ball game starts down at the 25. The officiating crew putting the ball in just inches shy of the chalk mark at the 25. Well, the lights here at Alumni Field beginning to take effect. Going into motion, it's going to be Miller, but the pitch will come his way. He finds running room. He gets a first down as he finally is going to be tripped up at about the 40-yard line. He will stumble forward for another yard or two. They're going to give him a gain of about 17 on that run. So Miller, number 7, getting the run. 11:45. The first period completely dominated by Sydney. Now Miller tried to gain some of the flow going back his way for Shenango Valley in the second period of play. But they're going to have to wait, as that time the pitch came back and there's going to be a loss on the play of about 2. Ball at the 40-yard line. I'll bring up a second and we'll call it about 12. Gavin Cashman split to the near side. Brian Pert still in there at quarterback. Pert goes off to Ashman, and Ashman makes the reception, picks up a little more than half of what he needed, as it will be out to about the 48. Gain on that play, we'll call it about 8 yards. So we'll bring up a fourth, and we'll call it a long 3. Gavin Ashman, 6'4", 185-pound senior, big target out there for Pert to go to. Pert going to go into the air, but the ball is going to be grabbed down as it was Kozak who again climbs the air ladder and brings that ball down. Tanner Shunk was also there, but Shunk was, I believe, not the man who actually intercepted. Well, you write it down. Here we go. 10-16 showing on the clock. The ball is going to be spotted down at the 30-yard line. And the Sydney Warriors will take over from there. Weber now waiting as his arm cocked and is ready to go. The man he wanted to throw to was Billy Kozak. Kozak was taken out of the play by one of the Shenango Valley players.
Vibbard was fortunate to get rid of that one before he was able to. He was getting hit by that pass rush there from Tango Valley.
Tanner Shunk was also in the area. He wasn't close enough to come in and grab that football. He was off a little bit more to the near side. So it is going to be a second and 10 on the clock, period number two. This time, Vibbard will keep it himself as he fakes the handoff, gets the first down, and then he is going to be grabbed down by Trevor Hope. Hope, a junior, 5'8", 140 pounds, reached out, got a hand on Vibbard's ankle, and trips him up. But Vibbard gets to the 45. The number of first downs that Vibbard has picked up himself in this ball game is impressive. 9:57, loose ball. Vibbard that time trying to go in there to Mike Chase. There was a mix-up in the handoff, and the ball was a loose ball momentarily. So Shenango Valley will recover that football and take over possession at the 45 in Sydney territory. Well, that's one of those where you can't get too confident in what's going on. Things had been rolling along so well, almost error-free for Sydney. And all of a sudden, the bad handoff comes up and nips you in the butt. Ball going to be tossed up in the air. It was intended downfield for Gavin Ashman. Ashman had the ball knocked away by Shunk. And very alertly, Ashman turned around and dove for it again, could not reach it. But rarely does a receiver get a second chance on a football. So it will be a second and 10 situation for Brian Pert. Pert wears number 2 on his back. He is a senior quarterback, 5'11". Ball going to be a quarterback keeper, and Pert will gain on that about 4 yards as he hurtles forward. Looks like they're going to spot it down inches high of the 40-yard line, give him a short 5 on that play. 12-7 is our score here at Sydney. The score down in Bainbridge is still 31-0 in the fourth quarter. Dropping back is Pert. He has a receiver off on the near side, Aaron Treminio, but Treminio cannot hang on to the ball, and it will bring up a fourth down and still about 5 for the Shenango Valley Warriors. The Warriors, in their white traveling uniforms, and they have red numerals. Both of these teams, it's actually pretty easy to spot who is carrying the ball, who is intended to receive it. Some number combinations of colors make it so it's just horrible to try to figure out what's going on. The ball is going to be passed in there by number 25 for Shenango Valley. That is Nicholas Pert, and a flag will fly. So we have a flag on the play against the Sydney Warriors, and that will give a first down to the Shenango Valley Warriors.
It was a good play fake by the Shenango Valley Warriors there, but it also seemed that before the play that someone might have been jumped off sides. Couldn't quite tell. It was very close, but favor of Shenango Valley on that one.
One of those things that you will find is that sometimes, in fact, it was your old buddy Clyde used to say this. He says, you know, you can take those little bitty steps, but you have a difficult time with the long ones. Well, that's the sort of thing there that sometimes a referee will miss a call on the line, but make it up a little bit later on. Not insinuating anything. 12-7 is our score. Second period of play, 9:01 remaining on the clock here at Sydney. Shenango Valley with the ball. It is going to be Brian Pert. He will send Aaron Trimenio in motion. The pitch goes to Trimenio. Trimenio gets about half of what he needs for the first down, and then is going to be finally pushed out of bounds way off on the other side of the field, down at about the 21-yard line, and with that, Sydney will call timeout. So they want to have a pause in the action, and they will get it right now. We told you that coming up, we will be having games for you next week. It is going to be Sydney up at Unitego, as we will be in Spartanland for the first time of the season. And if all holds up, we will be down in Harpersville on Saturday for the game between Waverly and Harpersville, as we see Harpersville on the first two Saturdays of the season, as we will be going over to see them on the road tomorrow as they play at Delhi in a contest that will start at about 1:20 pregame show, 1:30 kickoff time tomorrow. And old Harry and Anthony will be there as we drive through the river and over the river and through the woods, as I say, on Route 28 tomorrow, middle of the day. Now we get this game right here. 12-7 is our score. We're finally back and at them again as Shenango Valley will try to keep it on the ground, a gain on the play of about one. And it looks like may very well be Miller's in the middle of that. I don't know if Anthony actually carried the ball or not, but
I think he got it off to Grunder there on a quick fullback dive. It's tough to tell with these play fakes. They bunch everyone in so close together.
Not only are they close together, but they're also pretty fast. Third down, still about 2 yards to go. 8:11, clock ticking down, second period of play. Brian Pert stands up, looks to his left, now sends Trimenio in motion, and the pitch comes back to Trimenio, but Trimenio will be denied access to the first down. Loss on that play of a long yard will bring up a fourth and a long four as the ball is spotted down right at the 20-yard line. 7:37, and the clock running. Sydney leading it by five. 12-7 is our score. Man split out to the near side. The ball will be lofted over. Goes to Trimenio. Trimenio will get the first down. He will be denied the touchdown. He gets down to about the 10, finally going to be forced out of bounds. We'll call it at the 8. So a gain of about 12 yards on that pass play. So frequently, you will find that Brian Pert goes to the man that he puts in motion. Michael O'Neill, been seen from time to time. This time, Pert has Ashman off to the near side, but the play is going to be kept in the center of the field. No appreciable gain on the play, as the gain is short at best. It will bring up a second down from, we'll call it, the 7-yard line. Couple of reserves coming in from the far sideline. Pert over having words with Coach Jay Hope, getting his play. Now he will split Ashman way off to the near side, but the ball is going to be kept on the ground, and Miller will go on in for the touchdown. So Anthony Miller picking up a touchdown on that 7-yard run. In fact, I guess I have to stand corrected on that. Yeah, they said that on the board, was on the electronic scoreboard, that it was 7, so we'll go with that. 13-12 is our score. Shenango Valley now nosing ahead of the Sydney Warriors. Perk going to be holding the ball, and it will be Nicholas Perk kicking, and it is going to be up, and it is going to be through. So the Shenango Valley lead clicks up another notch. 14-12 is our score, and you're listening to football on a Friday night on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry and Anthony back here at Sydney High School. The ball is going to be kicked up end over end and finally grabbed down by Patrick Vibbard, and Vibbard will not make a significant run back on that. The ball down inside the 20-yard line at about the 19, and the Sydney Warriors will take over from that position. Final score passed along to us, Green over the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats, 37-0, the opening night final down there. Ball going to be back to Vibbard and kept on the ground. Kozak manages to try the right side of the line, picks up maybe a yard, two if you're generous. 5:50 showing on the clock, period number two. 14-12 Shenango Valley is our score here at Sydney tonight. Great night for football. Temperatures are just right. Fans all over the place. You can wear a sweatshirt tonight and be comfortable. Ball going to be passed by Vibbard. He goes out on the near side. He is going to have Constable as his target, but even at 6'3", Constable can't grab it down. It will bring up a third down and still about 8 situation for the Sydney Warriors. Tomorrow's game, other than the fact that you occasionally get the sun in your eyes, should be a really fine contest over in Delhi. Ball passed out on the near side, out to about the 40-yard line, and it is going to all go for naught. Tanner Shunk, the intended receiver that time. So, Sydney, in that division with Candor, Tioga, Harpersville, Oxford. So we have no clue how the season will go this year. The Warriors are going to take a very quick time out as they manage to want to have an opportunity for everybody to stretch. Going to the movies tonight?
I'm not. I'm watching football with you, Harry.
I'm talking about the cool one up at Hunt Student Union tonight.
Oh, yeah. They have that. They're playing 42.
Yeah.
I saw the movie. It was bad.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it when it came out in theaters.
Okay. You don't want to take your blanket and sit on the lawn out at Hunt Union tonight?
Maybe if I hadn't seen the movie, I'd consider it. But
it starts at 9 o'clock tonight, and it'll go until about 11:15. You should be home by then.
That's true.
And you said 42. That is about Branch Rickey and the history of baseball.
Yeah, Harrison Ford played him.
Can't get anything run up by you, can I? Tomorrow night at Suco, got lots of activity going on then. Women's soccer in the afternoon against RIT. That'll be over at Hardwick, actually. Field hockey against Rochester at 2 o'clock. Men's soccer against Franklin and Marshall at 4 o'clock. And then a concert with Time Flies and Mayday Parade, 7 o'clock in the evening. So lots going on. Okay, we are going to have a situation where the ball will be kicked away. Put my notebook back in place, and it's going to be finally turned over to Shenango Valley at the 45-yard line.
Gutsy play by Jones Harrell there on a very short punt, elected to try and field it, had to dive for it, and was able to catch it.
We won't say that that was an elevator shaft one, but there was a lot of height on that. Not a whole lot of distance up the field. 14-12 is our score, second period of play. Shenango Valley leading it and now in possession of the football as we approach the five-minute mark. But look out, there's going to be a bad snap, and the Sydney Warriors will find the loose ball and take over possession. So they couldn't move the ball up the field when they wanted to, but now get it back via the turnover at the 44, about the 43-yard line. Now the chain gang is going to come in and actually measure the football, and they finally reposition the chains over across the way. As you would expect, you have a much larger Sydney crowd than Shenango Valley crowd, although a number of fans did make the trip up I-88. Vibbard cocks his arm and overthrows the intended receiver, Kozak. Kozak on the near sidelines, and Vibbard's throw came out of bounds. But it was all the way down inside the 40 at nearly the 35.
Yeah, Kozak had him by a stride. Vibbard got that one just away from him on the sideline. Could have had him deep if it was a little more accurate.
Well, let's see. Kozak is going to come out. Nope, he's going to come off to the near side this time. We also see Constable in there. The ball will be another pass, this one intended for Dylan Rutenberg. Rutenberg dives off to his left, but is not able to catch the ball. Brings up a third and about 10 situation. As we approach the five-minute mark of period number two, Kozak talking to the coaches on the near side. He split way off to the left. Vibbard and company over near the hash mark on the far sideline. Vibbard taking all the time in the world is finally going to be brought down by a host of players in white. Number 66 from Shenango Valley, who I don't have. That's interesting.
Past three plays
that's
in a row.
Wrong one. Flip me the roster that's updated here, and let's see if I have. No, I don't. Sometimes home and away uniforms will be one digit off. They are not here. I have a Richard Terpstra, who is 65. Ball going to be scrambling situation for Jordan Constable. Constable finally runs out of bounds, and the ball will be handed over to Shenango Valley at about the, let's see, 36-yard line.
It appeared that the long snap on the punt attempt was just hanging too long in the air, so Constable had to just try and run away from it and see what he could get, and it was to no avail.
Well, that's what you find out. You find out what you can get. Got
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Got nothing. 4:16 showing on the clock. As it is Shenango Valley, Pert and Company ready to go. The ball will be a quarterback keeper, and coming up off the bottom of the pile down there will be big number 75. That is Austin Dean. Dean, 6'6", 260 pounds. And if you try to run through him, the chances are that you're not going to be too successful. Gain on that play, if you're generous, about a yard. Pert dropping back. He wants to pass. He has a man open here. That is going to be Gavin Ashman. Ashman reaches up and grabs down the football. He will gain down inside the 30 to about the 29-yard line. It will bring up, we'll call it, third and about three. It could be a short three at that. 3:17 is on the clock. And for those of you just joining us, Shenango Valley leads by extra points. 14-12 is our score. As we're in the closing minutes of period number two at Sydney tonight. Man goes in motion. Miller now turns and takes the football himself and goes on inside the 15. So Miller on that play gets a gain of about what, 15?
About 13 yards.
13? We won't quibble about small yardage except on a touchdown or a first down. 2:46, and the clock running as we go toward halftime. Brian Pert over on the far sidelines now comes back in after getting his marching orders. Brings his team quickly out of the huddle. Miller on the far side. Trumenio going in motion. The ball is going to be kept on the ground. And a gain in there of about 4 or 5 yards as Zach Fish gets a little bit of running room. I think Fish is another one of those, isn't he? That's one number off. So we're inside the two-minute mark. Pert whips around and hands the ball off in there to number 15, that's Michael Spina. So Spina, making any sense of these numbers at all, I can't be that much off.
I believe that one was to Fish, number 34, got a couple yards up the middle. Numbers are tough to see when they're all clobbered together like that.
You don't make up any excuses. If you miss it, you miss it, dude. Ball going to be kept on the ground again, but this time it's going to be Anthony Miller who will get down very close to first down territory. The officials want to unstack the men from the pile one man at a time. Now they eyeball it across. They may very well call for the chains, and that is exactly what they're going to do, an official's timeout, while they bring in the chains from the far sidelines. One of the things that I always like about a football game, it can be the most serious game in the world, and all the fans in the stands are worrying about the action on the field, first down, Shenango Valley. But all the kids over behind the bleachers are still doing the important stuff of running plays and playing their own game as if this one didn't mean a thing. I tell you, that was a close first down. They had to really eyeball that one carefully. Finally, the white hat in the center of the field made the call. So here we go. First and goal to go from about the 5-yard line. Shenango Valley knocking at the door again. And the ball will be a quick turnaround. And Brian Pert may have coughed up the football to the Sydney Warriors at the 5. And he did just that. So they say Austin Dean managed to recover that loose football. absolutely will not argue to that call because Mr. Dean is one big dude and could have easily done that. 6'6", 260 pounds. We talked about it before. You don't run through him. So our score stays 14-12 with 54 seconds remaining. Sydney trailing by two in their opening game at home tonight. Vibber going to hand off to Kozak, and Kozak will get out across the 20 before he's finally tripped up. There are little things that you notice about all of the players on the field, and Kozak having both arms taped rather substantially. It looks like he's wearing white dress gloves. Ball going to be back to Vibbert, and Vibbert will immediately keep it on the ground. The handoff will go in there to Kozak again. Kozak picking up about two, gets out to the 25-yard line. And we're down to 20 seconds and going. Vibbert not in any hurry to make the last snap. We'll see. Down to 14, 13. Yeah, they will go ahead and take the snap. He looks back at the scoreboard. Now goes down to Kozak one last time, and time will run out. Kozak gets back to the line of scrimmage, but that's about all as we have the first half of this ball game coming to an end. The Sydney Warriors being good hosts and allowing the Shenango Valley Warriors to lead going into halftime. 14-12 is our score. Harry Graves and Anthony Beers, you're listening to football from Sydney, New York, over radio station WCDO.